This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
Hi, I'm Eric Scott.
And Mark Edge.
And you can join us on Mark using his last name on the show.
Well, you know, he did it.
He's an edgy guy.
You've been one-upped. So, we're back. There were some serious problems here the past couple of days. Sorry to everybody who's been looking for shows. We just haven't had them. I've been essentially bedridden, and since I was so bad off, Mark, you couldn't even figure out how to work the computer systems to do your own shows.
No, there was a password I didn't have, and or whatever.
Little did you know the password was blank, but hey, you know, what do you know? What can you do?
What did I know?
All right, so we're starting things out here with a pretty outrageous story that I spotted over the weekend before things went spiraling down to bedriddenness, and it's about, well, sex and photographs and little girls. And normally when you hear about these stories, it involves some sick pervert and distributing child pornography over the internet. And
Dateline, you know.
Yeah, something, some big news story where there's some pervo involved and you want to throw
him in. He's got greasy hair, missing a tooth maybe.
Right, you want to throw a guy like that in the clink because everybody hates child pornography.
Mm-hmm.
Except what happens when it's created by the little girl herself on her own?
It's an interesting question.
I think you're going to answer it.
And one they intend to answer in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
From the AP, a 15-year-old girl has been arrested for taking nude photographs of herself and posting them on the internet.
It has gone, this is basically this has gone to the edge of insanity now. I mean, before we've had stories of a, for instance, there was one of a 12 and a 13-year-old, I think it was in Utah or something like that last year, who were having sex with one another. They were each arrested.
And charged with child molestation.
Right. Now, they weren't taking pictures of one another.
No.
But there have also been stories of like a 14 and a 15-year-old taking pictures of each other while they were having sex, and they were both charged. Now, you've got a story of a girl. I mean, at least with a 14 and a 15-year-old, you could say something like, well, the boy encouraged her to take these photos.
In this case... I mean, it's really laying sex at the feet of men, and I don't think that that's necessarily the way it should be. But yes, one could, I suppose, if one was a sexist, that they, you know, of the highest order, they could make that claim.
Now, in this case, was the girl taking these photos for a man online or just doing it for fun? What happened?
The girl whose identity was withheld, because she's the victim, right?
The victim of herself.
Right.
She deserves to be in prison for this.
Was accused of sending out photographs of herself in various states of undress and performing a variety of sexual acts. She sent them to people she met in chat rooms on the internet, police said. Police seized her computer, found dozens of photographs stored on the hard drive. Authorities did not say how police learned about the girl. I bet that's interesting.
Yeah.
And she has been charged with sexual abuse of children, possession of child pornography, and dissemination of child pornography.
Whoa.
This is some serious stuff.
It's really nutty. I mean,
these are federal charges.
Was this the idea when we wrote the child pornography laws that we could arrest 15-year-old girls for taking pictures of themselves?
I don't think so. I thought the idea, now, maybe I'm wrong about this, but I thought the whole idea behind child porn laws was to keep kids safe from predatorial males and females that wanted to take pictures of them
right.
in some state of undress or some sexual state and then profit from them or give them or giving them away on the internet in some way.
That would have been my understanding.
But
apparently,
this is her own self,
right?
Who takes the pictures, doesn't make a profit, isn't setting up a website and charging a monthly fee. She's sending them to people.
That's right.
So it would appear.
And all these people are now subject to charges.
Probably.
How do they know she was 15?
How are you supposed to know these things? This is a question I've been asking for a long time. I mean, you've got in the world of pornography, you've got magazines like Barely Legal.
Right.
Where the purpose is to titillate men into thinking that the girls in the magazine are actually
18.
Are not actually 18. You know they're 18 because they're in Barely Legal, but they're supposed to look younger than that. Now,
right.
Barely Legal gets away with it because when they have their girls come in to shoot the photos, they bring them with a driver's license,
right.
And they photograph that, and they prove that the girl's 18. When you're dealing with some chick on a cam on the internet, how are you supposed to know anything? I mean, even if she shows you her driver's license, what's that mean? The kids have fake licenses.
They do.
So now you get to prove intent, though. All the people who got these pictures, let's say they got busted. How are they supposed to know?
You have to have intent
to charge somebody with a crime.
It brings up a whole bunch of questions.
And what intent did she have? She just had the intent of taking some nude photos and giving them to some horny guys on the internet.
She could get some attention. And
right.
a lot of young girls solve their attention deprivation problems with sex. I'm sorry, they do.
Sure, and you can say what you want about child porn, and it's despicable. When children are involved in pornography, what you usually have is somebody being forced.
Right.
into the situation. Here, it's clearly consensual.
No one's exploiting this girl.
Right. And is it possible for her to exploit herself? That's what the prosecutors are saying. Well, she's exploiting herself, so we need to charge her and put her in a jail cell?
No. What they're saying is the creation of child porn is such an evil thing that we have to charge this girl. She's created an evil in the universe, and we must stamp it out. I mean, that's the idea here. This is the problem with creating laws, is every law creates unintended consequences, mm-hmm. and this one
is a perfect example.
If we can shoot border guards for protecting the country against drug smugglers, we can charge 15-year-old girls with child porn.
It's so nuts. I mean, it's a perfect example of how insane the laws are in this country. Instead of protecting this girl, we're now going to send her to a prison cell? I remember the story I saw was really short. Was that what you just read? A very short story. How much more information?
No, that's all the information I had. But I had a long, drawn-out conversation with my wife about this.
Really?
She's very upset about the whole idea that a young girl could be giving out pictures like this. And my point...
Upset?
Yes, she doesn't like the idea.
She's just waking up to the idea of the internet?
No, she just doesn't want it to happen.
So this girl needs to be protected from herself.
Let's put her in a padded room where there's no cameras around and no internet connection because that's the only way that's going
to
happen.
And somehow that's better for her than going to school and working and all of these other things.
Well, as soon as you let her out, the chances are that she's going to go out and find some guy that is going to exploit her or take, not exploit her is probably not even the right word, that's going to treat her. Cause I'm sorry, this girl, unfortunately, is one of those trashy girls. Mm-hmm. She's probably going to grow up to be a stripper or a hooker or something like that. I mean, the possibility.
Well, you say it like it's a bad thing.
But I mean, girls that aren't taught properly have a tendency, in my opinion, have a tendency to grow up like this. And I'm sorry, she's a lost soul. There's nothing you're going to do about it. You can't change
it. You're not going to make you. Well, one thing's for sure. You're not going to make it better by punishing her for this.
Obviously, the girl has issues. Okay.
Right, I mean, Eric, you've got a daughter.
Yes, I do.
I mean, can you imagine what would happen if all of a sudden, one day, whap, 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 knock at your door, there's five cops outside, they've come to get not you, not your wife,
but my daughter.
But your daughter, because she made the mistake of taking a webcam and standing naked in front of it for some guys on the internet? Now, you might be rightly angry with her for that as her father.
You think?
But you would think that you should be able to say to the police, oh, officer, no, it's okay, I see. Oh, wait, what'd she do? Oh, it's just a mistake. Don't worry about it. Sorry, Mr. Scott, we can't leave until we have your daughter in custody. You see, she's violated the law. The law. Well, the law is here to protect your daughter. Now we're going to throw her to jail cell to keep her safe from herself.
And that's what I love in family court is you always hear the best interests of the child.
Yeah.
Explain to me how this is in the best interest of this child.
I would love to hear if you can explain that at 1-800-259-9231. I have no idea how this could her being arrested for this, being charged, how this could possibly be in her best interest.
No question.
Sure.
Okay. So fine. So sentence her to treatment.
Sentence her to sitting in the corner for 5 minutes. I mean,
she's 15. I don't know. I mean, see, here's the thing, though, Eric. I don't think whatever treatment you're going to give her is. I think it's going to bounce off like a racquetball.
Well, maybe, but there are obviously self-esteem issues here.
And I
don't get into that, PC garbage, but self-esteem is important. Obviously, this kid has none.
Sure.
Okay. Hopefully she can be helped. And I'd love to know what the family situation is.
Well, it's a mess.
Where's the supervision?
If you've got kids taking pictures of themselves on the internet, there can't be much.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying.
There's not much supervision. You can make all kinds of generalizations. I would say the dad's probably not around. You're never going to be 100% right, but there's a problem here. But I don't think there is a problem, and the law
isn't the solution.
No.
That's for sure.
I mean, giving this girl sex charges so that she has to be
child porn charges.
Child porn charges so that she has to be...
She's a sex offender now.
She's a sex offender. Right. She's going to have to be GPS
now, how does she go to school?
For the rest of her life.
Yeah, because...
Now she can't go to school because she's a sex offender.
Right, because in most states, you can't get 100 or 1,000 feet within a school zone.
Yeah. She can exploit those little girls in there.
1-800-259-9231. This is just so absurd. We'd love to hear from you on it. 800-259-9231. What would your approach be if you were the lawmakers in this case? This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. It is Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Love letters, facial expressions, and gestures are all nonverbal ways humans communicate. But did you know your car's engine is a sign language expert? Yep. When I come back, I'll translate its smoke signals.
I'm Bobby Ligas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
Ancient civilizations communicated by smoke signals. Now you can use them to translate what your car's trying to say. Blue smoke indicates oil leakage, usually worn piston rings or valve seals. Black emissions say hydrocarbons or unburned gas from a too rich air fuel mixture, stuck choke, or clogged air filter. And white exhaust could mean harmless vapor, like airplanes' contrails, or it could signal a blown head gasket. If all that sounds like Greek to you, seek the advice of the ultimate translator, your technician. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
More Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, including the bulletin board system. Over 180,000 posts are awaiting you. That's at freetalklive.com, pbs.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. It's all totally free.
What's your liberty issue? The war on drugs? Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers include Jack Cole, Executive Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and Rob Campia, Executive Director of the Marijuana Policy Project, and New Hampshire residents who are working to end the war on drugs. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum.
1-800-259-9231, the toll-free packet 8.net line. It's Ian here with you tonight.
Hi, I'm Eric Scott.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us at freetalklive.com. We go right to the phones, right to the fun, and talk to Brian in Colorado on the amplifier line. Hello, Brian. Hello, Brian. Hey, now, let's try this. Brian in Colorado.
How about that?
There he is. We got you, sir.
Okay. Hi, Brian.
Glad to have you guys back.
What's happening?
Hey, a couple of days ago, you were talking about taxes. I was talking about taxes, but something that you've said several times, both Ian and Mark. I hear this number, 25% tax or 35% tax, as if that's the tax because that's what it says on your 1040. but I was thinking about the taxes that we actually have to pay, and you have to include things like car registration fees and hunting licenses and, the million other things that you have to pay.
I can't imagine that we left it alone like that too many times. Generally, we say that people pay about half of their income in taxes.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I think it's even higher.
I've heard 60%, but I'm just not willing to get on the air and bandy about the highest number I've heard, just because I want to be as accurate as I can, and I don't want to come up. If I were to say that people pay 99% of their income in taxes, people wouldn't believe me, and so everybody has their threshold of what they're willing to believe.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just I try to get I believe I've heard numbers between 40% and 60%, so I go with 50.
Well, you also have to factor in there though things like H&R Block, your accountant, the mm-hmm. guy that you wouldn't hire if you didn't have to fill out all these complicated forms.
Probably true. True.
That's as an individual.
Well, to be honest,
as a business owner, it costs me a lot more. I mean, I've got an accountant that costs me $90,000 a year.
Wow.
And his job is to, make payroll and make sure all those millions of little taxes are taken out of everybody's, accounts and all that other stuff.
Don't you think you'd have somebody doing the job of accounting of some sort? I mean, they had accountants before they had income tax. I'm just wondering.
Sure.
I'm thinking that all the accountants in the world won't be out of work if the income tax goes away, but a lot of them will.
Oh, yes, of course not. But I have an accountant who's a CPA because he has to be able to deal with all of the questions that the IRS might have if I get audited at some point. But if, my business, my accounting isn't that complicated, if I didn't have to deal with all these millions of government regulations and taxes, I'd have a part-time bookkeeper do that stuff.
Mm, right.
Well, why don't you outsource that function?
I consider that a tax.
It is. It's essentially a protection payment to the accountants or something. They have it mandated by law.
Right, exactly.
Well, there's certainly a multi-billion dollar industry, the tax business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so there's a major incentive for those guys to lobby hard to keep the taxes around.
And what kills me is... I'm sorry, Brian, go ahead.
But it's not just the accountants, the other professionals. I've got a tax attorney. He's got a really, really nice P-51 Mustang that he flies around because of all of his people who pay him for, keeping him out of trouble with the IRS. I mean, all that stuff, all of it is taxes as far as I'm concerned. So once you add all that up, it might get close to 90%.
I doubt it's 90. 90 is a lot, but man, it's a lot. It is a great deal.
It really is.
For a small business, maybe not for a regular employee, but for a small businessman, I got up to 80% pretty quickly a couple years ago before
wow.
I just said, I'm not even going to go any farther because
wow.
it's too much. Now, that's not incremental. It's not like if I make another dollar, I got to pay 80 cents of that, because if I make another dollar, I don't have to buy another accountant.
Right.
But the money that I pay for my accountant, I could be putting into a consultant or someone to make a product that actually brings me money instead of being a total weight there.
Well, so 1 year not too long ago, you paid basically 80% of your income in taxes?
I calculated, I stopped adding it up when I got to 80. It was more than that because I hadn't added up a lot of, little personal things like the driver's license fee and all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Brian, have you considered...
The big items got me to 80% pretty quickly.
Have you thought about outsourcing all of that stuff to one of the large payroll companies?
Yeah, I actually have, but the accountant has to be there for doing taxes. And so, if you might as well do the payroll every month.
Yeah, just because you don't want to do the taxes, because the taxes are such a burden.
Yeah, it's quarterly stuff that you have to, the 941s you have to fill in. There's all of the withholding stuff. There's also things, it gets insidious, because a few years ago, we had a guy who was skipped out on some, I don't know, child care payments or something like that, and the court sent us a nice little letter saying that it's our job to withhold, you know, $350 a month from his salary and send it to the court instead of giving it to him. So it's those kind of things, too, that you know, we're doing the court's dirty work.
Right, and those administrative costs aren't reimbursed, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing what the employer ends up getting stuck with,
yeah.
I think. Not only right, and you the sexual harassment laws, discrimination laws, and
well, we had Wayne in here last week pointing out that if it weren't for all the taxes and if it weren't for all the regulations, he'd probably own a factory by now. But he just didn't want to jump through all the hoops. He didn't want to play ball with the government rules. It's just too much. We'd have so much more innovation, so many more entrepreneurs in this country if there weren't so many regulations and taxes burdening people down.
People would make more money. I work in commercial radio, as
right.
you guys know. And the company I work for every year sits us down and makes us watch this ridiculous video on sexual harassment. And the guy comes
like
in.
Like you need it every year?
Right. We're in about 80 markets.
Yeah.
And this guy flies around the country and presenting this stupid video and telling us what is and what isn't harassment.
And that's his job.
Right. And I'm thinking, there's my raise.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Amazing. Brian, any other thoughts for us?
Well, yeah, when you're in a cold climate like that, take it from me, you got to drink lots of water because it's also dry. So stay healthy.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free packet8.net line. The taxes are just such a burden. And I think he's right. I mean, it's hard. It's so difficult to calculate these things. Because it's easy to look at your IRS statement. It's easy to look at the pay stub that you've got to see what the Social Security and the Medicare and all that. But it goes so much further than that. And I still think it's appropriate to lowball it like you do, Mark. You know, 40%, 50%. It still seems tremendous, I think, to most
basically,
people.
You're telling everybody that they could double their pay.
Yeah.
And most people would really love to double their pay.
I think most people would like a 50% rate.
Well, that 40% sounds about believable. Tax Freedom Day is usually, what, first or second week in May?
June or something?
Yeah, but they don't. Yeah. But like he said, they don't figure every single thing
they
into
don't.
Tax Freedom Day.
And how could they? It's impossible. You couldn't possibly sit down and figure out what the true tax burden of Americans are.
Property taxes, gas taxes,
right.
sales
it's
taxes.
It's not possible. There's just one on top of the other, and then there's, of course, layered taxes, where you go to the store, you buy a loaf of bread for $1.50, you're paying their taxes in there too. 800-259-9231, gasoline taxes, you name it, they're all in there. More on the way. It is Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Shelly, you look Oh, wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Eric.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, Shrine of Female listeners included. Head over there at shrine.freetalklive.com to take a look at the ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. That again, shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you have a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. So give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com or 1-800-657-5066. As we go straight to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Owen in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Eric, and Mark. Hello, Owen.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Owen, what's up?
I was listening to the whole thing about the tax burden in the U.S.
Yeah.
Now, I posted on the bulletin board, but I know not all your listeners can go read the bulletin board, so I'm going to say it again for the air.
Okay.
The income tax does not apply to the average citizen. Before the income tax can even be withheld from anyone, it can only be withheld from a withholding agent.
And a withholding agent is someone who has agreed to take the money for those people?
No, the withholding agent is a legally defined term, and they're required to withhold the money under certain circumstances. As found in Title 26, United States Code, Section 7701.
So you're talking about business owners, that sort of thing.
I'm talking about the law, period. Anyone.
I don't think I quite understand.
I could be a withholding agent. You guys can each individual be a withholding agent.
Why would anyone want to be a withholding agent?
Well, a withholding agent is required to withhold a 30% of whatever is paid to a foreign corporation, a non-resident alien, or a foreign tax-exempt corporation.
That's called backup withholding.
No, backup withholding is subtitle C, and that can only be done on attorneys.
Okay, so what's your point?
Well, the thing is, the tax burden that everyone's having withheld from them is not income tax. It's the voluntary employment tax found under Subtitle C of the Internal Revenue Code. Act of Withholding falls under Chapter 24 of the Internal Revenue Code, which can only apply to wages, which is defined in Section 3401.
Right. So what you're saying is,
an employer to an employee, to be an employee, you have to be an elected official of a of the state or government.
Well, Owen, I no disrespect, but I would seriously go to IRS.gov and download their pamphlet on frivolous tax positions. A lot of your arguments are covered.
Actually, it's not frivolous at all, because the Save a Patriot Fellowship was sued by the IRS in the 1990s. The IRS lost.
Well, the IRS has lost a number of cases, but it hasn't stopped
the
them from coming after people.
That's right.
That. Well, it doesn't mean they won't come after you. They don't care what the law says.
Ed Brown is finding out.
I'm telling you what the law says. The Save a Patriot Fellowship does not withhold from any other workers.
Right, I see where you're coming from. I think most all of us agree with you, Owen, that...
And before the money can be withheld, you have to give a notice in writing that you want the money withheld. You have to actually make a written request.
But nobody does that. Nobody does that.
Yes,
and people take the money
the
anyway.
W-4 forms.
No. Yeah, but W-4 is constituting a legal request to have money withheld.
Now, isn't it possible to reset those, to go in and fill out another W-4 and essentially say, I don't want you to withhold anymore?
If you read a W-4, it says you can quick check exempt if you have no income tax liability under Subtitle A. And since no citizen has income tax liability, well, virtually no citizen has income tax liability under Subtitle A of the Internal Revenue Code, virtually everyone can check exempt.
Okay, so why don't more people do it? They're just afraid? They just don't know?
Yeah, exactly. That and the fact, well, here's a big thing. I don't have a Social Security number, so they can't really be withholding anyways. So two conditions have to exist before they can withhold. Well, three conditions.
One, you have to check that you want them.
One, you have to have a Social Security number.
Okay.
Two, you have to tell them that you want the money withheld. And three, you're really supposed to be within the District of Columbia and working for this government.
Huh. But so basically what you're saying is everybody goes through this income tax withholding just based out of pure ignorance. They just don't understand what they're doing.
Exactly. And the law's posted right there. I posted it on the bulletin board system.
Okay.
It's go gpoaccess.gov.
If it's on the BBS, people can grab it there.
Now, my question is this. The income tax was passed in order to fund World War One, right?
No.
Okay.
No, I
actually
don't believe it was.
The whole withholding started in World War Two. It was called the Victory
Tax. Withholding, right.
Right. But there was an income tax in 1916.
No, actually, the income tax was first passed in 1860.
1860 for the Civil War, and then they repealed it and brought it back.
No, they never brought it back. It was titled Income Duty. It was passed in 1860. It was implemented and then it subsequently not implemented in 1861. It passed it. It went into effect in 1861, and the court said, "Well, shoot, we can't do this." And it was on the pay of army officers only.
Mm-hmm.
And then fast forward to 1913. We have the Federal Reserve coming about, 1916. We have the 16th Amendment, which came about, which was never properly ratified, but it matters not, because the Supreme Court has already said the 16th Amendment confers no new powers of taxation.
Which is why it's a voluntary thing.
Well, voluntary compliance. Oh, and please explain to us, though, how the 16th Amendment wasn't properly ratified.
Didn't have the proper number of states.
It did. It had more than 3/4 of the states. Again, I would direct you to the IRS publication. They specifically addressed that.
But like I said, it matters not whether it was ratified or not, because the effect, it changed nothing.
Even if it was ratified correctly, it didn't make it a mandatory tax. That's what you're saying.
Well, no, the income tax is mandatory.
On certain things.
It's just how the law applies it. The way that it's applied under law does not apply to citizens.
Right, but there are no citizens.
Yes, there are. Well,
how do you know? How can you prove that?
I was born and raised within the 50 states of the Union.
Well, what does that mean? That doesn't mean anything. It just means you were born on a plot of land.
The thing is, though, the 13th Amendment would automatically void out the 16th Amendment. The 16th Amendment does not actually amend anything in the Constitution. It cannot create a direct tax, because only the direct taxes can be levied on the states.
I see where you're coming from, but really, you haven't done anything to prove. You haven't done anything to prove that there are citizens yet. I mean, as I pointed out on the show, the definition of a citizen is that you're as a citizen, you're someone who owes a duty of allegiance to a government in return for protection.
No.
And the government, according to Supreme Court cases, says that there is no obligation to protect. So, therefore, if there's no obligation to protect, how can there be citizens?
Thing is, though, that you're a citizen of one of the 50 states.
Are you?
Correct. But the same thing that says you were a citizen of the state also says that you are a citizen of the United States of America.
But if there's no citizen of the U.S., then how can there be a citizen of a state?
Do the states have
an obligation
to protect? The American States United, the loose federation of sovereign states.
I'm a little bit lost.
Through a federal government.
Mark?
You know, all I know is you're going to go to jail if you don't pay your taxes.
Well, Ed Brown's not going to go to jail.
Irwin Schiff did. Here's a perfect case. Bernie Kugelin was represented by Lowell B. Kraft in 2003, September.
Okay.
So many counts. It was like, I can't remember how many millions of this. I think it was like $1.3 million that the IRS said she owed. Six or seven counts of failure to file, six or seven counts of tax evasion.
All right. What happened?
They were trying to plea bargain with her. They were trying to say, well, we'll drop all this if you just pay us like $200,000.
Why were they doing that?
Because they know they were in the wrong.
Why is the Brown case, the gentleman is holed up in his home in Plainfield, New Hampshire, and his wife has been convicted of tax evasion,
why did
failure
they take
to
the
file,
deal
and all of those?
Because the jury. Because the jury's ignorant.
And what was the difference between
this case? Going back, Bernie Kugelin was a FedEx pilot. The lawyer who represented her was Lowell B. Kraft, a.k.a. Larry B. Kraft.
Wow. Okay. Well, Owen, thanks for the call, man. I'm totally lost at this point, but I really appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
He's just saying that there's some stance for not having to pay taxes,
and
right.
I agree with him.
There's some stance for not having to pay taxes legally, and
the IRS can call it frivolous all they want to, and it may or may not be, and it is dangerous because you know they're going to come after you with guns eventually. Whether or not, whatever you think about the 16th Amendment, whatever you think about being a citizen, they don't care. And I think that was what Owen's point was. You know, you can say what you want. They just don't care. They're going to shoot you. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really
works. Have you tried Sucralose?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralose.
Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's the packet, 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
Hi, I'm Eric.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, completely free. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff over at amazon.freetalklive.com. That is amazon.freetalklive.com. When you shop there, anything that you purchase, we get a percentage of. You know them. They're the world's largest internet retailer, so go buy some stuff. Amazon.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. So we've been talking about taxes, and we just had Owen on the line pointing out that in his mind, there's no legal requirement to pay income taxes. I personally happen to agree, but I don't really care if there is a legal requirement. There's certainly plenty of people that think that there isn't. Irwin Schiff, as you mentioned, Eric,
right.
Larkin Rose, a variety of tax freedom advocates have taken a look at the law, and they personally don't believe there is a requirement. The IRS rebuts it by saying, "Oh, your arguments are frivolous." Well, of course the IRS is going to say that.
Let's look at that for a minute as far as the income tax.
Yeah.
Let's assume in a perfect world, okay, the government coins money, maintains a military,
mm-hmm.
A couple of other things, that's it.
Right, constitutionally.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. It still needs to pay its military and keep up with weapons and all the things. In other words, there will be a need for federal money. So, I mean,
The federal government managed to collect money for a long time prior to the income tax, and they were successful in doing that. The income tax really goes a long ways to funding social welfare programs, the growth of the military, and our adventurous tactics throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for all these wars that we wanted to fight, you wouldn't have to do what we've been doing.
The military could be much smaller.
And
not to mention the 4 cent pennies.
Mm.
We can't lose those out, right?
They are expensive. Pennies are 4 cents to produce now. You get about 1.7 cents out of each penny if you just melt it down. So a penny is actually worth more than a penny.
Yeah.
But the point I was trying to make on this is that the 13th Amendment abolished slavery. And the fact that I have to do the work to fill out the income tax forms is conscription. I have to do that or I'm going to go to jail,
right.
Essentially. So that's what I feel makes it illegal. You can't make me do anything. I am not your slave.
Right. If it's a good idea, if the military is a good idea,
so
then
a tax
it should
of
be
some
funded,
other sort.
Then it should be funded voluntarily.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to go that far.
Well, if it's such a great idea, then they wouldn't have a problem getting money for it, would they? If people feel like the military keeps them safe, they'd voluntarily send cash in.
That would be the argument of a voluntarist, certainly.
Yeah, and it works. Let's go to the phones and talk to Ray in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Eric, and Mark. Hello, Ray.
Hi.
Hi, Ray. What's on your mind?
Well, I've talked to you guys before about the taxes, but I'm not going to get into that issue right now. I'd like to just bring up a couple of points.
Sure.
Real quick. According to some documentation that I have here, there's an issue there that people need to think about. You know, all this thing about this amendment's not ratified and that amendment's not ratified. Well, I'm asking about the 17th Amendment, whether that was ever ratified.
Which one is that?
Well, that's in regards to election of our senators from the different states.
Mm-hmm. Right. At one point, they were elected by the House, the House of the state body of the state that they were from, and now they're elected basically popularly.
So, if that 17th Amendment was never ratified, and all the business that the Senate does, and I'm not even going to cover the laws that they approve, but the Supreme Court justices and approval, how they vote on all the appointed officials by the president, you know, from Attorney General Gonzalez all the way on
down. It's all null. It's all null and void is what you're saying.
Yeah.
But now, how do you? What evidence do you have that the 17th wasn't properly ratified?
Well, I can't go all into it out of the phone right now.
Right, but you say there's some evidence of that?
There's a lot of evidence. And
Eric said, what does it matter, though? I mean, if it's true that the 16th wasn't ratified, and if it's true the 17th wasn't ratified, so what? I mean, what good's that going to do you in a court of law?
Well, I guess that's what I'm saying. Is if let's assume for a minute that they weren't.
Right.
If we have any faith in our court system as an arbiter of disputes, Supreme Court says it was. Whether it was or wasn't, Supreme Court said it was. So it was.
And that's what goes because they're the ones in charge of the men with guns.
You don't get any higher than that.
Well, I can recall a few decades back there.
Mm-hmm.
A certain king of a certain country said that he was going to continue his dictatorship and monarchy over the people that came to this country.
Sure.
And what did the people say?
Well, a percentage of them said, screw you, a percentage of them said, okay, and a percentage of them didn't care. And I think
the majority of people, they wanted to stay neutral, they wanted to go along to get along, and the rest of them just didn't matter anymore.
Yep. Well,
it was only a certain percentage of them that stood up to them, but eventually we became a free country.
It's true, and thank goodness for those that did stand up, and that's why I'm so thankful that we have people like Ed Brown with the courage to stand up and say F you to the government today, because if it weren't for people like him, I mean, Ed Brown is essentially the direct descendant, mentally at least, of those courageous individuals who stood up against the king way back when, and it's a good thing that he's around, and thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Eric, I mean, we haven't had you on the show in such a while.
Well, yeah, I miss being here.
It's always a blast to have you on. It might be a little bit easier nowadays that you've been promoted at the station that you work at,
doing
3 to 6 in the afternoons, the afternoon drive slot, very, very coveted.
Happy about it because now he's on for 3 hours instead of 1 hour.
That's right.
I get to listen to 3 hours.
No, it was an hour and a half before, I think.
With the commercials, probably an hour and a quarter.
That's true.
Right.
So you've doubled your airtime,
right,
which is great. More libertarian thought on the air here in New Hampshire. And so just since we haven't asked you yet, how do you feel about the Ed Brown case?
We've had him on our radio station.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even sure if I should say the call letters or not. But
it's KBK.
WKBK Keene, New Hampshire.
Right.
And, in fact, I believe the interview with him may be on our website at WKBKAM.com.
Was he on your show? Or
no, Dan Mitchell's our morning guy.
Right.
But you got to admire the man's stones.
You
really do. And he's calling on people to come help him, and I guess people have.
I went out there.
Right. Okay, you went out there?
Yeah.
And the...
Nice guy.
And the police have no intention of going to get him.
Not yet.
None. They've said this is a tax case. This is not, you know, he's not a bank robber. He's not a child molester.
They're not going to forget about him.
No, they're not going to forget about him. And they just figure they'll just wait him out. He will come out eventually.
That's what they think, but he's pretty determined. I mean, I went there. I talked to him myself. He's got solar power. He's got wind power. He's independent. He's got food stocked up.
He can live off the grid. He says he can stay indefinitely.
He doesn't want to. I mean, he's 63 years old. He doesn't want to die in jail, and that's what he's going to do if he goes in there. So it'll be really interesting to see if the police keep their word and they stay out.
It's interesting about his wife, though. The plea bargain fell apart, and they end up convicting her of about $1.6 million charges.
Right, because she went back to court.
Right.
Well, they convicted them both. He's been convicted.
Right.
He just hasn't been sentenced yet. The sentencing's coming up in April. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Now, can they sentence him if he's not there?
In absentia? Yeah.
Right.
There was one lawyer that said he doesn't know. He said in 22 years he's never had a case where someone wasn't there for the sentencing.
Right.
So he didn't know what was going to happen. Well, we'll keep you up to date as that story develops. Let's go back to the phones, to the Amplifier line, and talk to Coffee in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Eric, and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Coffee.
Hi.
What's up?
I'm with you, Mark.
Yeah, what's
I'm
that?
I'm not the slave.
No.
You know, I used to be like these guys, and I used to pore over the law, and I used to pick apart the IRS code. And I can tell you just exactly when I stopped doing that was the first court case where the judge didn't allow the evidence be presented.
Right, which is what they do every single time. It happened in the Ed Brown case. It happened in the Irwin Schiff case. It happened in the Larkin Rose case. They don't want their own law in their own courtroom.
Then they use those cases as precedent for not doing it again.
To screw you over.
Right.
Coffee, unfortunately, my I'm not a slave argument doesn't hold water all the way to the end. At the end of my argument is, well, I sell gasoline for a living, and if you're going to tax my gasoline in order to that I sell in order to pay for your roads that you're building, and this is, sort of my libertarian belief, is that we should at least move to a gas tax because it would be fairer, then you're forcing me to fill out the paperwork for your gas tax, you're forcing me to do all these things, and I'm not your slave. So, unfortunately, the I'm not your slave argument, for me, unfortunately, is that
If we can get the first domino to fall, we might be able to get the rest of them to fall, but we got to get the first one to fall.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I don't know about you guys, but here where I live in northern Illinois, we've got a gas tax that pays for roads, we've got a referendum that pays for roads, and we've got a line on our property taxes that pay for roads.
Don't forget the toll roads that pay for roads.
Didn't somebody in your state sell a toll road to a private developer? Was it in Illinois?
Our governor's considering that. Right
there. Yeah, I agree with you, Coffee. It's just all about not being a slave. And if more people will wake up to that fact and have the courage to just say no to taxes, then there's nothing the government can do about it. They can't put us all in jail, can they?
Well, heck no. And if they want my corpse that bad, let them have it, you know.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. It is your show, Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.